We commonly greet each other with the question, "How are you?" In these times, it turns out to be a highly fraught question. Lately, I've resorted to a split answer. On a very personal level, I'm fine, I say, no complaints. But, I go on, I find our rapid descent into fascism distressing, to put it mildly. In fact, I'm struggling to fend off a sense of despair. And whomever I'm speaking with nods their head, yes, they are depressed and anxious too. It's a daily struggle to retain a sense of hope. It's a great time, then, to read a new book by Rebecca Solnit, who has made a long-term project of writing about the necessity of finding hope in difficult times. Her book is called No Straight Road Takes You There, Essays for Uneven Terrain, a collection of pieces she has published over the past few years. Solnit begins with a bracing introduction about history, power, and social change. She draws on the observation by the great historian Howard Zinn that, quote, "What leaps out from the history of the past 100 years is its utter unpredictability," end quote. Like, for example, the unexpected overthrow of repressive Eastern Bloc regimes in 1989 by a massive nonviolent uprising. We simply cannot know what the future will bring. No one can say with any certainty what this country will be like in a year or in 5 years, and to claim, as Solnit points out, that you know what the future will bring, that we are destined to live under authoritarian rule, is to give in to despair, and worse, it becomes a way to avoid responsibility for helping to craft a better and more just future for this country and the world. Progressive social change, Solnit argues, has a long trajectory. It tends to originate in the margins, in the periphery of society, although this is so often forgotten, or it is repressed in the short-term memory of the mainstream media, which tends to report change as sudden ruptures, ignoring the long buildup, the fits and starts, the hard work of cultivating a movement. So when President Biden granted student debt relief, it seemed like a sudden gift from on high, when in fact, the idea originated more than a dozen years earlier with the Occupy Wall Street movement. Change, Solnit argues, is indirect, unpredictable, immeasurably slow and subtle. We must recognize the phenomenon of success without victory. Occupy Wall Street did not succeed in tearing down the edifice of capital, but ideas were launched into the world. We still talk about the 1% and that crazy idea of forgiving student debt. We're always in the middle of a story, Solnit writes, but being in the middle, not knowing the ending, is unsettling with its uncertainty and ambiguity. Lastly, Solnit argues the single most important territory to take is in the realm of the imagination. We must counter the prevailing narratives, in particular, the right-wing vision of humanity as disconnected individuals without mutual obligations, where everyone fends for themselves. Or the idea that only heroes, individuals of extraordinary courage and talent, can effect meaningful change. In fact, Solnit shows, we succeed through alliances, persistence, resistance, and innovation, and the hard work of ordinary people, not heroism. Solnit comes at her argument from many different directions. In the first section of her book, entitled Visions, she looks at more specific examples of positive change, finding inspiration in a 3,000-year-old violin, the meanderings of mushroom hunting, and fairy tales. My favorite chapter is called Insurrectionary Anthood, where she talks about the anti-sewing squad of L.A., which early in the pandemic sewed masks for those who could not afford them. The organization has since grown into a grassroots social justice organization led by women of color. It's an example of the kind of mutual aid that rises up in the context of disasters when the authorities are revealed to be incompetent and inadequate and maybe even uncaring. Mutual aid groups draw on and reinforce our mutuality and interconnectedness. Solnit's second section, titled Revisions, is more analytical in its examination of the ways that our interconnectedness is undermined by dominant narratives. The entire section illustrates the importance of rewriting our stories. Among other issues, she takes up the tech bros of Silicon Valley, the misreading of Darwin, and the importance of not meeting Nazis halfway. My favorite chapter here is titled Against Centrism and Its Biases. The neutrality of the political center is itself a bias, Solnit argues, that promotes a false equivalency between the right and the left. Good people on both sides, as the clown in the White House would have it. Centrism is mostly the bias of people for whom the system is working. Centrism promotes the hopelessly naive idea that if we embrace the center, we'll be one big happy family. But appeasement, as we are witnessing right now, never works. Solnit closes her book with an essay called Toward a Democracy of Voices, in which she calls out the hierarchy of audibility and credibility. It is the voices of the powerful that get heard and their ideas that are granted credibility. This is the ground on which progressive activists must seize territory. Solnit's collection is a welcome corrective to the daily parade of horrors presented in the mainstream media. Her essays are lively and provocative and inspirational. Solnit is no starry-eyed idealist, however, who thinks everything will be all right. But she does provide basis for hope and plenty of reason to resist. If you struggle to answer that simple question from a friend or acquaintance, how are you? If you find yourself drifting into despairing thoughts, this is a book for you. As Solnit points out, despair is a luxury we cannot afford. I'm Patricia Kohlberg for the Old Mole Variety Hour, and I've been talking about Rebecca Solnit's new book, No Straight Road Takes You There, Essays for Uneven Terrain.